You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. Idaho is once again on the big screen, this time in a feature-length drama filmed in Sun Valley. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, has been following the news of the release of the film Mass and shared this update on the film with our host, Gemma Gaudette.
So, George, we learned about Mass the last time you and I chatted when you were on the show. But for folks maybe who didn't catch that, remind us quickly about the story it tells and then what we need to know about it.
It's a devastating drama. It's in the wake of a tragedy that tore their lives apart. It's two sets of parents who agree to meet privately.
Tell me about your son.
What would you like to know?
Everything. I want to know everything.
Why?
Why do I want to know about your son? Because he killed mine.
Of course, last week on this program, we had the writer and the director of the film. And Gemma, we've gotten word that the Idaho film crew reached out to the Flicks after hearing that. And they asked, hey, can we come and participate in this weekend's opening screenings? So a good many of the film crew of Mass, and again, it was filmed in Haley, will be at the opening tomorrow night at the Flicks. It opens here in Boise this weekend. It opens nationwide next week.
So, George, so we know it opens at the Flicks tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Can people find it online if they prefer to stream it?
Nope. It's only in theaters for a while. And quite frankly, I think the producers, the distributors, have some confidence that it will be eligible for possibly some awards. And to do that, you do have to have a presence on the big screen.
Okay, so let's keep talking about the Flicks then. What else is coming up at this theater? I've always loved the Flicks.
You're going to love this little film, which I adored. The title is called The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne. I think the title's a bit clunky, but if you can get by that, it's a wonderful film. And not many people know who Louis Wayne was. He was the definition of eccentric. He painted cats, maybe thousands of cats with big googly eyes gathered around dinner tables or serving tea or playing golf, playing ping pong. Now, this was the late 19th century when that was unheard of. The upper class, they only liked paintings that were landscapes or portraits. But the working class of England, and even here in the U.S., adored Louis Wayne's images. They were huge in their time. But Louis Wayne had a developmental disability. He gave most of his work away. He lived penniless, but he did have a very rich life because he met an equally awkward young woman, Emily, and their romance is the centerpiece of this film. It's a fumbly romance. It's wonderful. Benedict Cumberbatch is Louis Wayne, and the radiant Claire Foy plays Emily, the love of his life.
Wow.
And by the way, this film features not one, but two of the actresses who have played Queen Elizabeth in The Crown. Of course, there's Claire Foy. The film is narrated by Olivia Colman. This is a perfect date night movie. I think it's the best date night movie of the year so far. And again, it's called The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne. If you our patient, it's going to be on Amazon Prime probably soon, but enjoy it on the big screen for now.
Okay, so since it's October, we know this is the season a lot of folks are watching horror films.
Mm-hmm. I've got one for you. Last Night in Soho asks the question, if you could go back in time, would you? Now, a lot of films have explored time travel in romantic movies, and this feels a lot like a rom-com because it's so gorgeous. We meet Eloise in contemporary London, and she has visions that take her back to the London of the 1960s. And the costumes and the sets and the soundtrack especially are all wonderful. There's music from the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and Petula Clark. But something isn't exactly right. Listen.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Now, you may remember that as an up-tempo tune in the 60s.
Yeah.
By the way, that is Anya Taylor-Joy singing. Just a couple of weeks ago, she won the Best Actress Emmy for the Queen's Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the film, but the film is terrifying. It's a thriller, and to that end, it's a different type of thriller. I don't like to be scared at the movies, but I did love this film. It's called Last Night in Soho, and I think audiences are really going to like this movie. It shocks you when you don't expect it, and Anya Taylor-Joy probably is the hottest actress on the planet right now.
Okay, so what about anything else in advance of Halloween?
Okay, so a reminder, The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is exclusively the property of Apple Plus, but once, only once, it airs on public television for free, and the one and only free airing will be this Sunday, October 24th, on Idaho Public Television. But something for grown-ups. Now, there's a lot of Halloween TV episodes, but my favorite goes back to the year 2001, when in its second season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David answered the door on Halloween night, and wouldn't you know it, there were some teenagers with no costumes.
Trick-or-treat.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah. You look more like 16 or maybe
no,
even 17.
No, 13.
With 13?
Yeah. Can I get some candy?
Where's your costumes?
Yeah.
Candy.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding?
It's no. Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're entitled to just go around to people's homes and bilk them out of candy.
Are you kidding?
And you can guess what happened next. Larry and his wife wake up the next morning. Their house is covered in toilet paper.
Those girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would they do something like that?
Because I didn't give them candy, that's
right.
Why.
You're standing at the door with a bowl of candy. Why can't you
Because I don't think 17-year-old girls with no costume on, they didn't have a costume on, you shouldn't be allowed.
Who cares?
They were just using Halloween to get candy.
Who cares? It's Halloween,
you
can't just give them candy.
Just use the holiday for your own selfish purposes.
Oh, so what? So you'd rather have them toilet paper your house?
Well, I didn't know that it was going to be felony a treat. I don't think the trick extended to felonies.
Why would it kill you just to give them a few pieces of candy? I don't understand that.
Because there's got to be some kind of cutoff. Shouldn't there be for Halloween?
You and your cutoffs? And your shouldn't there be and should there be? Who cares?
What, are they going to be 40? Trick-or-treating at 40?
Do
I have free candy? I'm 40 years old. I want free candy.
You know what? Not everybody knows your rules, Larry. Yeah, you got your own set of rules, and you think everyone's going to adhere to them, but they're not because nobody knows them.
That never gets old for me. Curb Your Enthusiasm returns with new episodes this week on HBO this weekend, and they haven't filmed new episodes in a couple of years. I'm sorry, Larry David.
That is hilarious.
He's just the best. Anyway, so that's my favorite Halloween episode. It goes back 20 years, but for me, it never grows old.
Well, and you know what? It's because the rules are still the same.
That's right.
I mean, there are people that literally feel that way.
Like,
that
what like, is this? You're 16. Where's your costume? It's like, just hand it over.
And you
man.
Just want free candy?
Yeah.
I might just give him some candy and move on.
Okay, old man. Just give me the candy.
Just give me the candy.
How many times have I heard that?
Two-minute count, right, George?
Yeah, way too many.
Anyway, George, it is always such a pleasure to have you on the show. Really good to talk with you.
Thanks, Gemma.
And that was two of our great hosts, George Prentice and Gemma Gaudette. With a subtle reminder, you have about 10 days until Halloween. You can find more of our arts and culture reporting on our podcast feed at Boise State Public Radio News. Search for Idaho Matters. Thanks for being a great audience on this beautiful fall day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Tess Goodwin is our production assistant. Thanks to Troy Oppie for his skilled production help today. Executive producer Paul Stribling. And you've been so supportive of our one-hour local weekday show. Thank you. I'm Tom Michael. Host Gemma Gaudette will be back tomorrow for our weekly reporter roundtable. Thanks.